Welcome back. It has been a few months. My name is Erby. Once again, I am here just to record another episode. Don't check the date because it has been a few months since this has happened. So, yeah, I don't know, just a little bit about what I've been doing. I kind of got busy with school and work for a little while, and I just didn't have time to record anything. Mostly, I was just lazy. So, that's probably the real reason. But, you know, here we are again. Anyways, I think we already talked about the first episode. I guess if you're watching this in order, there was just my prequel episode. And then now we're here for kind of the first actual one. For you, there's been no time. For me, it's been so many months. Just refer back to that. I'm doing a slightly different take on this one, not cutting any stuff out, just doing it nice and raw, just like how I talk, you know, trying to talk to you person to person type of vibe. So yeah, let's get into this. So as I talked about in my last video, the reason I wanted to start a podcast was there was like some stuff going on in my life, and I just like, there's just this person that I want to become, right? And for that, that's the reason I'm doing this. Specifically, I talked about how I had goals, but I didn't have a way, like there's no roadmap to become what you want to become. Like if you go to school for, let's say, being a doctor or being, I don't know, I can't think of any examples other than that, but a nurse or anything medical field like that, there's like kind of a specific route that you take. Being successful in life itself doesn't have that. Like, it's all up to you. You can go talk to people, whoever they are. They'll always sell you a course on how to become successful in your life. They'll write books about it. They'll do so many things. But it really just comes down to yourself. Unlike going to school, there's not a class that you take. There's not homework that you fill in. It's nothing like that. It's all just you. Okay? So, that's kind of why it was important to me to figure out, like, how do I become successful? How do I get to the end? Like, what path should I take personally? And this isn't to say, like, this works for every single person, but documenting this journey and, like, making this available for everyone to watch and myself as well just kind of helps me be like, these are the things that worked and these are the things that didn't work. Exactly. So, going way back to the beginning, I call it the day I decided something had to change. That's what I wrote down. But basically, back in the day, I moved to Salt Lake City. I kind of on a whim, like some stuff had happened in my personal life and a lot of things that I was working towards didn't work out, as you know what happens. And I didn't know what to do. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to move to Salt Lake City. I'm going to figure it out. So I got my things together, moved up there, brand new city, didn't know a single person, and I tried to just see what happens, you know. And actually, it was a really good experience. Like, I was able to make a lot of new friends. I do like Salt Lake City, especially like during the summertime. It was a good time. It was also very hard. One of those reasons is I couldn't find a job. I had no money, nothing. I had this apartment and I'd saved up some money before working for my dad, and I moved out here and I had nothing. And I tell my friends about this. It's like the first day of June, I wake up, I pay my rent, and I look at my account and there's like nothing in there. There was just enough for rent and it's like empty. Like, I didn't have enough money for groceries. I didn't have much money to, like, drive anywhere. So I was like, you know what? I guess that's it. And I kind of fell into a very sad period of my life for that part. Just a few weeks. I'd say, like, especially just that month of June specifically. But there was a good 2 weeks that I didn't go outside. I didn't do anything. I didn't contact my friends, really. I was just, like, in my apartment, being like what do I do? Like, I have to pay rent and I have no money. And like, I can't live like this, and I don't want to live the rest of my life like this. That's what I was thinking. So I was like, what do I do? My friend told me about reading this book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad earlier. And so I cracked that open. I had unlimited time now since I had nothing going on. So I cracked that book open and I read it, and I'm pretty sure, I think I read it twice, but it was just amazing. I was like, why? Like, it was just like such a brain changer. My mindset went from like here to like completely different, because originally at that point in my life, I was like, okay, like success is like getting a good job. It's doing these things. That's how you make it, is those things. But once I read that book, I was like, hey, like, this is completely different. Like, it talked about how you can make money for yourself. Like, money is not what you think it is. It's like this completely different thing. It really changed my mindset. And it really helped me out of that time. Basically, what I did to get out of that period is I did some part-time modeling and acting at the time. So I got a few gigs, like last minute. I just sent ton of interviews out, ton of job applications, and I did make it through. So that was nice. But yeah, it's just that moment going from that hopeless state into being like, actually, maybe I can make it through this. You know, that was a big important thing to me. And it really just came from that change of mindset of education. Education is what leads to success, I'd say. Not specific, like having good ideas, those things are all great. But if you are not financially educated, then you can't keep your money, even if you have great ideas. And that is what I sought to do, is like educate myself, basically. So yeah, now I kind of started that book, and yeah, now we're in the book section of this part. So I started reading this book. I saw my life splitting into two different directions. I saw me struggling my entire life for a paycheck, always needing money, always wanting a better job, always working for somebody. And I saw my life like doing what I actually want, being free, which is crazy. I know, but like, I was like, why? Like, I was like, there's other options. I can do different things now. Like, I can actually, if I want to do these things, I can actually do them, which is crazy. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, but I saw my life divulge into these two different paths. And I don't know, for me, fortunately, I'm in a situation, I will say, that that's in Utah, and I'm of mid-20s age. I do understand that I am already set up for more success than a lot of people. That is to say, I have more opportunities. I had a very good upbringing. I have great parents, a great support system, all these amazing things that I would say I count for as blessings, and some people don't have that. And so that is definitely to say, like, I am very fortunate that I have the ability to even choose these different options. And I think a lot of people do have different options. It just might look a little different. I'm not saying that it needs to look the same for every single person, or what success looks like for every single person. I have a very clear idea what I want, and that could be way different than some of my classmates, some of my friends, even some of my siblings, if that makes sense. So yeah, just completely like two different roads, and we all have the power to choose that. So this is me choosing. This is me choosing what I actually want to do, the person I actually want to become, not just kind of drifting through life, letting things happen, but being someone that makes things happen. It's the difference between like an agent and an object. An agent is someone that moves things, is like a free-willed being that can decide. And then an object is someone that doesn't view themselves as having choices. So, I mean, we all have choices. There are things that happen, of course, but, you know, it's your mindset that decides these two things. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying really basic stuff that everyone understands. So nothing new. And I don't want to be like that guy that's like so profound and saying all these crazy new things. I'm just saying the stuff I know, and maybe it'll help you. Who knows? Maybe it'll help me. So anyways, but my mindset on education changed. And I saw that education can not just change what a person knows, but it can change a person's nature. Like, who they are deep down inside. It can change, like, the things you know, the things you know, if you act on them, can change, like, what you eat for breakfast. It can change when you get up in the morning. Like, if you don't know the information, how are you going to act on it? That's kind of what I'm saying. So it all has to do with education and information. For me, I saw that the way to become this person I wanted to be, I needed education. And I needed something that could not be... I'm saying this in past tense. I didn't say this present tense. I need something that is hard to get from other people. No one can sit me down and be like, do these things in these orders and you'll get what you want, like in the life that you want. For me, I think I'm like, I have to decide it for myself. So yeah, I'm just saying the same thing over again. You guys get it. Anyways. That's going into the book now. The book. So, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Just opening the book. It really starts off with a story of these two kids and these two dads. Rich Dad is the more, like, he has a less education, but he's more financially literate. And then the poor dad is the actual father, and he has a higher education but doesn't know how to spend his money correctly. And he also believes that he doesn't know how to, I would say he's like kind of trapped, like he could get out but he doesn't know how exactly. So these kids, the parents are, in the very beginning, the parents are talking about how, hey, like, all these rich people in life, we have examples today, are rich and they didn't go to college. They didn't get an education. They dropped out of school and they started Amazon. Maybe I'm saying the wrong guy. But, like, Facebook, Apple, tons of different places, who knows, started off without even getting an education. Of course, you can't become a doctor without education, but that's not what I mean. Yeah, like starting new things, becoming something. And they didn't go to college. I'm in college right now, but that's because I want I want to learn, not become, like, I don't want a job from what I'm learning. I just want to learn it. I'm just doing it for fun. I think it's amazing. So I think it's a little different. But yeah, the education doesn't specifically make you rich. We know tons of stories of people going into debt for school, going to these expensive schools, and just, you know, you major in, I don't want to roast anybody here, but you major in something that's not super practical, and then you don't get a job and you end up working in tech anyways. Like that example, you've probably heard of that. I know a few friends that did that. I know a few people, and it's just to say that education doesn't lead to a nice job, to a lot of money. So there's kind of the debate there of, like, is education important? Is college important? I think yes. You just have to be realistic of, like, why you're doing it. Are you doing it because 40,000 people are going to college in your state? Are you doing it because everyone else your age is doing it? Are you doing it because it's expected of you? Or do you truly want to learn that thing? So yeah, anyways, I understood that in this book, it talks about how money doesn't solve your problems. Being poor, having tons of money, it doesn't super equate to like being happy or anything like that. Of course, there's like, you know, homelessness and things like that, which are a different factor. But in terms of like getting, yeah, I just, it is how it is. I personally don't believe that having more money makes you more happy. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? This is my personal view. But, yeah. And a lot of people, if you read in like, I think it's chapter 42 to 49, it talks about how a lot of people are kind of reactive. Their thoughts about money are not like thinking, it's more of like a reaction. And I fell into this too, they're scared of losing things, so they have to work. They get money and they love buying things. They love having things, and so they also need more money. So really, work and job is just a trap and a circle of never-ending needing, wanting, fear, like just all these crazy emotions, and it's all reactive. It's all like a primal type of vibe. And where financial education comes from is detaching yourself from needing that, like that gut instinct of like, oh, I need that money, like, you know. Yeah. So of like, yeah. Anyhow, the part that I'm ending on is where it talks about how in order to become successful, you have to see things that others miss. As in, there's opportunities everywhere. I personally, I have a few business ideas that I'm working on, that I'm trying to get into motion for this next spring, that I'm going to be super happy to tell you more about in the coming weeks and months. But seeing like a need or an open pocket and finding a way to fill it, seeing a problem and finding a way to fix it, that I believe is how you can go from like that. That is how you can create success for yourself. If you're always working for somebody else, if you're always like looking for a better job, higher pay, like different benefits, it really only lasts for so long. And it is perfectly fine to want those things. I just, for me, when I look at my life and I see myself working 9 to 5 every day forever, I just, it kills my soul. It like tears me up. It's just like, I just need freedom, I think. So that's kind of my goals, is for my life, everything boils down to freedom. I want freedom from money. It sounds weird, but freedom from money. As in having money and having an income in a way that I don't like depend on it, and that I don't constantly have to like have that gut like, oh, like I need to gather more of it. Like being free from that feeling, being free to like live my life how I want to live my life. I love education. I love learning new things, and I love like trying, like having new experiences, going to new places. And that's really just what freedom means to me, is being in a situation to have that and also offer that to other people. I think freedom is kind of meaningless if you do it, if you're by yourself when you're doing it. Why not share it? If you're free, help others as well. So for now, that's all I'm going to discuss about this part of the book so far. I think my next episode, I'm going to go more into the chapters pages 35 and pages 42 to 49, just to really go more in depth about that feeling, so I can kind of tell you about my situations with that in my life. But thank you so, so much for listening to me, taking a little bit of your time to come and pop in for this. Hopefully this will be on YouTube and Spotify or wherever else you can listen to it, other podcast areas. But I know, thank you for coming in, and I really hope to see you soon. And yeah, maybe it won't be 6 months from now, but who knows. Anyways, thank you and have a good day.